President Obama and Vice President Biden met today with families who lost loved ones in the shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. It has been 6 months since that attack in Newtown, Connecticut, and the effort to pass new federal gun laws is stalled in Congress. In some state capitals, the story is very different. Five states, including Connecticut, have passed major new gun regulations. NPR's Joel Rose reports on how the firearms industry is reacting.
In the months after Newtown, governors in New York, Connecticut, and Maryland signed broad new bans on assault weapons. Delaware passed a law requiring universal background checks, while Colorado adopted background checks and a ban on high-capacity magazines.
To have this many states have changes in 1 year is absolutely unprecedented.
Robin Thomas directs the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence. She says gun control advocates are now targeting states they weren't even thinking about before.
So if we look at states like Washington and Oregon and Virginia and even Nevada, there are opportunities there that we weren't able to fully realize this year because this is still sort of a new reality.
But this new reality, if that's what it is, does not sit well with the firearms industry. In Colorado, the company Magpul Industries announced it's moving its 200 jobs out of the state in response to the new laws. And in Connecticut, at least one rifle maker is planning to move because of the assault weapons ban that was signed in April.
You know, I knew that day. I knew that, you know, once I had finished reading this bill, I knew that if that passed and became the law of the land, that we really wouldn't have a choice but to move.
Josh Fiorini is the CEO of PTR Industries, a company that builds high-end semi-automatic rifles at a factory in Bristol, Connecticut.
First stage assembly is right over here, and the final assembly over there.
The new state law makes it illegal to buy PTR's products in Connecticut. And Fiorini says vague language in the law makes it unclear whether his 40 employees are in violation when they assemble and transport the weapons.
These are good jobs. Those are skilled tradesmen. You know, whether they're the welders, the machine operators, machine programmers, tool makers, you know, these are the kind of manufacturing jobs that used to be the backbone of the Northeast economy. And the rest of the country is saying, hey, if you don't want them, we'll take them.
Fiorini won't say where the company is moving. Texas is rumored to be the front runner, but he says he's gotten offers from dozens of different states. And firearms makers say they're getting pressure to leave from their customers, too.
It's very much a concern if they don't leave the state that consumers and Second Amendment advocates will boycott their product.
Lawrence Keene is the senior vice president of the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the industry trade association based in Newtown, Connecticut. He says the state's new gun law is misguided because it will only affect law-abiding gun owners.
It will do nothing to reduce crime. It will just simply cause a reduction in sales, cause these companies to have to let employees go.
But gun control advocates say there is evidence that tougher gun laws, like the assault weapons ban that has long been on the books in California, do help reduce gun-related deaths. Robin Thomas at the Law Center to Prevent Gun Violence says it's unfortunate that Connecticut may lose jobs because of its new laws, but she says that should not be the main concern of state officials.
I would even call it a distraction to the real issue here, which is whether or not these laws are effective and save lives. And if that's the case, then 50 jobs moving from Connecticut to Texas is really just a side issue.
The final economic cost of the new state gun laws may not be clear for a while. The governors of Texas and South Dakota will be in Connecticut next week to pitch gun makers on their states in person. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.